WTAW News Time is 6:05. 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Rain since midnight has already left most of the listening area, and in its wake, a new daily record for April of 1.17 inches. 4.8 inches for the month takes the year-to-date total at Easterwood to over 18 inches. Due to a lot of the rain in the area, just handed this note that Navasota ISD campuses for today will be opening later at 10 a.m. That's due to power outages in town. Doors will open for student drop-off beginning at 9:30 a.m. More details about that on our website in just a moment. As Bluebell Ice Cream plants shut down due to listeria contamination, employees are on the company's website and recently reactivated Twitter accounts.
The support's a little bit overwhelming.
Some people say you shouldn't take it personal, but I take it personal because I have a heart for the company I work for.
There was also a mention about the company's new intensive plant cleaning program, which starts today.
We try to help each other out and try to do what we need to do to keep things going, to keep things clean, so we can make the best product in the USA.
Five employees ranging in tenure from 19 to 33 years are on the two-minute video, which you can see on our website at WTAW.com. The College Station City Council has directed staff to develop regulations to allow a group of food trucks to park on the same lot. James Benham pushed the idea of the food truck park at University and South College at the home of the former Albertson store. John Nichols raised more than once to Benham the concern of protecting brick-and-mortar restaurants.
And we have to think about equity and competitiveness issues regarding existing businesses.
Alrighty, but we've already addressed that largely in our existing with distance and buffering requirements. We've already addressed that in a lot of our existing items here, and so you always have to think about that. We had to think about that when we first passed the mobile food ordinance in 2011. The equity and issues were already there as well.
Food truck owner Derek Baer says he's negotiating with the property owner to manage the lot. Promises made the last couple of years about the new Kyle Field were repeated again during the latest update from Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp and project representatives. They said once again that construction is on time and on budget. There's enough women's restrooms. There will be enough cell phone capacity for texts and photos and social media. Tim Lomax of the Texas A&M Transportation Institute says the chancellor has given $1 million to replace traffic signal controllers around College Station.
We're giving that to the city of College Station to amplify the work that they've already started. You'll begin to see that occur between the spring semester and the summer.
Lomax also says they're looking for a couple of additional locations for the shuttle bus service. The main site of Get to the Grid will be at American Momentum Bank at University and Copperfield. Blinn College has announced four finalists for district president who are responsible for campuses in Brenham, Bryan, Seeley, and Schulenburg. One of the candidates is Blinn's president in Bryan, Sylvia McMullen. The other finalists are from community colleges located in Austin, New Jersey, and Minnesota. Each of them will be on Bryan and Brenham campuses the week after next for open forums. Those schedules and more biographical information is on our website at WTAW.com. 3 months into the Texas legislative session, lawmakers are working with a different philosophy from the governor's mansion. State Representative Kyle Cassell of rural Brazos County says he's fine with Greg Abbott waiting for the House and Senate to work out, among other things, the next budget.
And I have all the faith that the conferees and the lieutenant governor and governor and speaker will start playing together nice. But I think Governor Abbott is doing exactly what he needs to do. Let these two gentlemen work this out and the two legislative bodies, and we will.
Cassell says state leaders meeting weekly over breakfast, so they all know what's going on in each other's camps. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 63 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news on the way at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215 or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
Good morning. It's 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com.
Tornado watch in effect for a while this morning. Mostly cloudy skies during today. Heavy showers and thunderstorms, mainly the first half of today. Some of the storms locally severe. High temperature, low 80s. Tonight, a few lingering showers or thunderstorms possible. Low temperature by morning around 60. Maybe a shower Tuesday. Clouds and occasional sun. Breezy, cooler near 70. Scattered clouds at night, low 50s. Mostly sunny on Wednesday, low 70s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M picking up at least one game from LSU over the weekend, and which is good news in baseball. Softball team took it on the chin from Florida. We've got NBA, Major League Baseball, NASCAR, PGA, all kinds of stuff from over the weekend that we get you caught up with sports in about 6:50.
Just be glad you're not in Spurger.
Where is Spurger?
Where's Spurger?
Oh, no, Spurger's over near Woodville and north of Beaumont. I've been to beautiful Spurger before. Anyway.
That kind of like Nederland?
No, that's much smaller than Nederland,
Holy
actually.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, it's a little bitty. Anyhow, this is the stuff that came through here earlier this morning. Might have wakened some folks up earlier than they wanted. The color is basically like a four-day-old bruise. I mean, this thing is...
Wow.
This is some pretty heavy rain, and I saw some bar ditches that had plenty of water in them. Not like we haven't been getting any rain anyhow, but... It really, though, it looks like that's it for the day. They tell
and
us
the week.
Yeah, tell us a 70% chance of rain, but, I mean, there's stuff up in way north Texas, pretty nasty, and then this stuff that's moving through. And obviously, if you saw or heard about the weather they had in the Metroplex, man, for about three weekends in a row, it's been pretty stupendous up there. Baseball-size hail last night. Baseball, which could hurt you.
Yeah.
Or your vehicle or any of those things, but nonetheless, that's where it is. All right, so in the meantime, Alabama man had his Toyota pickup truck stolen on his birthday. Gotta hate that. Man headed out to work the next day just before sunrise, could hardly believe his eyes. In his rearview mirror, he saw his stolen pickup truck behind him. It says here, pickup truck driving behind him, but that's not right. There probably was a person in there. Thinking quickly, the man called 911 to report the stolen vehicle sighting. Okay, sheriff's deputies responded, and both the car thief and the police officer pulled into a grocery store parking lot. But the car thief decided he's going to make a run for it. Suddenly, the chase is on. Wish I had my Dudley Do-Right music. Anyway, deciding that he was going to make a run for it, he does. The chase is on. It's all caught right there on the police dash cam. The driver of the stolen truck veered off the road. As a result, the truck rolled over several times. You hate that. And ejected the driver. Surprisingly, he was able to get up and run away. That's right. Police chased him afoot. He was captured about 100 feet away from where the running had started.
Oh, I thought they chased him afoot.
Again, not well written. I know, not well written, but what the heck? It's early in the morning, and Conan the grammarian is still asleep. The truck was driving itself?
Yeah.
Wow.
Spring time together. We got a lot of information.
And then it rolled over. How would you like to watch your stolen truck get rolled over a few times?
Sit down. Roll over.
I don't know. There's part of me that would like to be close enough to help the driver out of the cab.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Being a good citizen and all, wanting to make sure they're okay.
Stand over here.
Yeah. Oh, watch out for that fence.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I just stood on your head.
Yeah.
Planning a business trip undoubtedly conjures up visions of long lines, connecting flights, and lost luggage. But you can say so long to all of that with Brazos Valley Flight Services, offering charter flights from Easterwood to both major and small local airports in a 500-mile radius of College Station. And you won't even have to think about luggage because you can turn that two-day trip into a one-day trip. So book your next business trip with BVFS. Call 979-260-6322 or click bvfs.net.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:15. It's day 117. It's the 27th of April. It means we've got 248 of them to go. Today is Tell a Story Day. We'll celebrate this, but more and more this is not important. Woody Woodpecker Day. I mean, Patrick, if I say Woody Woodpecker to you.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. All right. You're on.
I mean, I didn't see any new ones.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't know that there are any new ones.
No.
You know, there hasn't been an outcry, for instance, for a CGI Woody Woodpecker show.
But I think he's still in the Macy's Day Parade.
Well, yeah.
Oh, is that right?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, growing up, it was a lot of Hanna-Barbera and whatnot.
So. Yeah, okay. Yeah, thanks. We heard it the first time.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I was a little closer this time. I know you enjoy the impersonation.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially of an archaic woodpecker. But, was he in that Roger Rabbit movie?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
I don't think so.
Okay, anyway. So, well, we've talked about him more than most people will. It's Prime Rib Day. That's not bad. And it's Mule Day. And it's Morse Code Day. So
interesting.
That's right. Birthday.
William Moultrie is 28 from The Chronicles of Narnia. Jenny Coleman is 29 from Doctor Who. She's the new companion. Uh-huh. Sheena Easton is 56. Ace Frehley from Kiss is 64. Kate Pearson is 67. She's the singer from the B-52s, who I actually like quite a bit. Cuba Gooding Jr. is 71.
No. Senior.
Senior, you're right.
We wouldn't even know senior except his kid's an actor.
True.
You know? Yeah.
And Judy Crane, 76. She was...
Karn. Judy Karn.
This says Crane. It's a typo.
It's not. Yeah.
Burt Reynolds' first wife and the Sakatumi lady.
That's right.
I will defer to you on that one, obviously, but it does say Crane. That's all I got.
Yeah, I know. It's weak, isn't it? And Cory Booker, who's the mayor of, I think, Newark or something.
So we go to Havsies?
I did. I went to Havsies, and even then, it's pretty slim pickings, but nonetheless.
Slim pickings birthday?
Yeah, no, really. John Cleese, 75 and a half.
Awesome.
Yep. Author Fran Lebowitz, 64 and a half. Simon Le Bon from Duran is 56 and a half. Marla Maples, remember her? She was married to Donald Trump for a while.
Yep.
51 and a half. And Kelly Osborne, I actually said her name. I can't imagine. 30 and a half. And Matt Drudge.
Drudge,
yeah.
48 and a half. John Cleese's wife, now richer than him after the divorce.
Oh, I didn't know they split. Oh, is that right? Yeah, you're right. She probably is probably doing well. 75 and a half, though. Oh, all right, 6:18.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so April 15th may be tax day, but it's April the 24th that is National Tax Freedom Day for 2015. That means all the hard work you've done, all the money you've earned up until this day has gone to the government. Doesn't that make you feel good? And for the rest of the year, depending if you live in California, New York, or New Jersey, or Illinois, you'll be earning money for you and your family. And there are a lot of people that will still be paying more government money. Now, the numbers calculated by the Tax Foundation changes depending on where you live. Like, for example, in Connecticut, Tax Freedom Day is May 13th. In New York, it's December 31st. Basically, all your money they confiscate. Anyway, just kidding. Tax Freedom Day, celebrate. You've worked for the government. Now it's time to work for yourself.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes... well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the spring with the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder, complete with a $300 factory rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $12,195 or 10% down and payments of only $162 per month. Norman G. Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy used with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Norman G. makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade-in could be your down payment. Norman G. Tractor voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normangtractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. Amazon shares jumped more than 14% to just over $445. The online retailer posted a quarterly loss late Thursday, but said sales rose 15%. Amazon also gave results for its web services unit for the first time and said revenue there was up 49%. That prompted upgrades from Raymond James, J.P. Morgan, and Janney Capital Markets. Goldman Sachs raised its 12-month price target on the stock from $450 to $510. Shares of biotech Biogen closed down more than 6.5%. The company reported lower-than-expected profit and revenue growth for its first quarter as sales of its key multiple sclerosis drug slowed. The broader market posted modest gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average picked up 21 points. The NASDAQ Composite gained 36 to a fresh record high. The S&P 500 gained 4. That's Your Money Now.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $10. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7788 at checkout. Code 7788.
It's 3 a.m.
Honey, wake up.
You're not feeling well. Not sure where to go? Know that St. Joseph's ER at South College Station is just minutes away. With life-saving treatment and specialized ER doctors, St. Joseph Emergency is part of the quality care available at South College Station. In a medical emergency, call 911. St. Joseph. Expert care. Closer to home.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. In this day and age, nobody can agree on anything, Democrats and Republicans. Astros fans, Rangers fans, Northerners, Southerners, Texans, and everybody else. Strangely, I have found several things we do agree on, regardless of race, religion, or political party. According to a survey by the Pew, Gallup, and General Social Survey, here are 10 things that at least 90% of Americans supposedly agree on. Number 10, it's your duty as an American to always vote. 9, it's wrong for married people to have affairs. 8, it's not normally accepted to clone humans. 7, it's morally unacceptable to use birth control. 6, public schools should teach sex education. 5, you need more than a high school education. 4, society should make sure everyone has an equal opportunity to succeed. 3, it's important for government to prevent terrorism. 2, we're very patriotic. And number 1, this will surprise you, especially what we hear all the time in the media. Number 1, there is a God. And all I have to say is, amen to that. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps, a full-service gun shop including some smithing work. They'll color your guns if you want to with Cerakoting, a full selection of suppressors, the biggest one in the Brazos Valley, actually, automatic knives, tack gear, and of course, they've got guns. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com. Or they're on Texas Avenue in College Station across from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Prospectors. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
In real estate, technology is vital. That's why RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 626. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Nature did a little pruning on your yard last night again. You'll find probably little branches and little ends of branches in your yard or driveway or whatever, just as this stuff came rolling through this morning. Most of it has moved out of the area now. The greatest risk for severe weather now is probably along the edge of the Gulf Coast. As we looked at the radar just a little while ago, most of it is around the Beaumont area and making its way out of here, but it's left some gusty winds behind us and kind of cooler temperatures. Eventually, it says we'll get to 79 today. We'll see if that works or not. Winds will be out of the east. Then tonight, a 40% chance of showers and a low of about 59. Then it cools off some. 67 is our high on Tuesday. 49 will be the low on Tuesday night. And then looks pretty good. 72 and sunshine on Wednesday. There's sunshine on Thursday and Friday as well as we continue to dry out. And if we peek on to Saturday and Sunday, they're not saying anything about any rain then either. So maybe we can wring it out. Right now, the wind's out of the northeast, gusting to 25 miles an hour. And we have 64 degrees right now.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spyder line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spyder, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spyder F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spyder F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spyder, riding has evolved.
If you want to improve your parenting skills, there are four words you may want to not use the next time you ask your children to do something. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, or have years of unfiled tax returns? Perhaps you're receiving threatening letters, having your wages garnished, or visited by a revenue officer who has the power to close your business and even file criminal charges. This is why you need protection and expert representation from the professionals at 911 Tax Relief. Our highly accredited team of expert tax professionals have over 40 years combined experience negotiating with the IRS and state for the best possible settlements allowed by law. We can stop liens, levies, protect your savings, and your business. Call now and find out if you qualify for recently released programs designed to provide struggling taxpayers significant relief and potentially having up to 85% taken off the amount you owe. We will review your case for free and give you a guaranteed fixed quote to settle your case. No games, just the best representation possible. Call now, 800-347-9637, 800-347-9637, 800-347-9637.
Parenting requires us to get our kids to do what we want, but how we do that can make a big difference.
Well, the first thing I tell parents is there are four words not to begin a request with, and those four words are, I need you to.
Susan Stiffelman, author of the book, Parenting with Presence.
One of the things we know about human nature is that we're wired to resist coercion. We are actually wired to resist being bossed around. You know, a lot of times when I'm doing presentations around the world, I'll bring somebody up to the front of the room. I'll hold my palms out and face them and ask them to put their palms against mine. I won't tell them anything about what they should do other than, will you face me and put your palms against mine? And then I start pushing. In every part of the world where I've done this, the other person pushes back. We push against that which pushes against us. It's human nature. And so if you don't start pushing, if you don't initiate a power struggle, then there is no power struggle.
So what do you do instead? Well, Susan says, first ask yourself,
does your child feel that you like him? Does he feel that you enjoy his company? Those ways change the relationship we have with our child in such a way that they naturally want to be more cooperative, even if it means letting go of the fun thing they're doing to come to dinner or start homework.
Susan believes creating less conflict and less confrontation is better parenting.
when we join them and we're connected with them rather than coming at them, life is just easier and more fun.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Navasota ISD campuses will open later than normal due to power outages from this morning's storms. Doors open and staff are asked to report at 9:30, and buses will be delayed 2 to 2.5 hours. Breakfast service will not be available. Phase 2 of the Kyle Field redevelopment remains on schedule and on budget. Greg McClure of Manhattan Vaughn Construction says they're working from south to north along the west side, with the first of the three-story cluster columns going up next week.
By, let's just say, the end of May, the entire seating structure over on the west, over on that side, will be completely in place. So you'll see the bones of the stadium, if you will, from what you'll always see from the outside. You'll be able to see that.
What you won't see are the installation of nearly 1,100 cell phone antennas, which Todd Christner says will allow 100,000 Wi-Fi users on the network at the same time.
Which means your cell phone is much closer, making the battery life while you're here much greater. So if you show up with a full battery, it's going to last the whole game.
Chancellor John Sharp says the electrical system will be activated May 15th, the air conditioning June 15th, the installation of the grass field July 1st, the completion of the west side canopy July 15th, and the elevators and escalators August 15th. 4 years after the city of College Station adopted regulations on food trucks, the city council will consider allowing mobile restaurants to gather in parking lots. The first will be near the former Albertsons next to Northgate. Food truck owner Derek Baer, who told the council he would manage the operation for the property owner, says more trucks means more customers.
It's hard to get, you know, 10 of your coworkers to come out and just have waffles. But if there's a barbecue truck, you can go get a sandwich, you can go get tacos, you can go get, you know, Japanese food.
The proposed conditional use permit was promoted by Councilman James Benham, who has seen food truck parks in Portland and other cities.
These spaces can be absolutely beautiful and can lend themselves quite well to people staying and hanging out and bringing their kids and being particularly attractive.
No date has been set for when the council will consider final action. Four finalists have been selected to be the next district president at Blinn College. They're all scheduled to visit the Bryan and Brenham campuses the week after next. Public forums are part of their itinerary. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find the forum schedules and biographies of those who are interested in leading Blinn's four campuses, which also includes Schulenburg and Seeley. One of the finalists is local. Sylvia McMullen is the current president at the Bryan campus. The other candidates come from Minnesota, New Jersey, and the Austin Community College District. There's a difference in conducting business in state government, with Rick Perry moving out and Greg Abbott moving into the governor's mansion. State Representative Kyle Cassell of rural Brazos County says Abbott is keeping close tabs on what lawmakers are doing.
The governor and lieutenant governor and speaker and comptroller meet, I think, for breakfast every Wednesday. So they're in communication constantly, and this is really a little game the lieutenant governor and speaker get to play, and the governor's not taking such a big role in it, and that's good.
Cassell is confident the state budget will get worked out, even though the House prefers a reduction in the sales tax and the Senate favors increasing the property tax exemption and giving breaks to small business owners. Texas teacher training programs that began when George W. Bush was governor appear to be on the way back. The state Senate recently approved four bills filed by Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham that would recreate math achievement academies and reading excellent teams.
The feedback from the teachers and the administrators have been very positive on these series of bills.
The additional training for elementary school teachers, which passed the Senate on a unanimous vote, is also supported by Governor Abbott. A former member of Rick Perry's staff when he was governor is one of three judges who will consider Perry's appeal to have his felony abuse of power charges dismissed.
Justice Bob Pemberton is one of the judges from the Republican-dominated 3rd Texas Court of Appeals named to hear Perry's appeal. According to his biography, Pemberton was a deputy general counsel on the former governor's staff and a briefing attorney to former Texas Supreme Court Chief Justice Tom Phillips, who is now on Perry's legal team. Perry appointed Pemberton to the appeals court in 2003. The panel will receive briefs on the appeal May 13th. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
As Bluebell ice cream plants shut down due to Listeria contamination, employees are on the company's website and recently reactivated Twitter account.
We can look and see all the people that support us at this time, and how it really builds us up. and keeps us moving forward.
Another employee who's been with Bluebell for 31 years choked up when talking about the impact the recall has had on him and his family.
When you start talking about it, you know, I'll go home and I'll talk with my wife, and my kids will, you know, encourage me, and it hurts, but we know that support is there.
The video, which you can see on our website at WTAW.com, includes five employees from the Brenham plant. Today is the first day all Bluebell employees start a new training program, and plant equipment undergo what was described as a new intensive cleaning program. A North Texas woman who survived an avalanche triggered by a 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Nepal is trying to find her way back home. Danielle Banks sent a text message to her mother Friday saying that she experienced an earthquake as she was making her way up Mount Everest. She sent another text message Sunday morning to her mother, letting her know she was safe. Banks went to Nepal after graduating from Texas A&M University in December of last year. And for the seventh consecutive year, News Talk 1620 WTAW has received the Texas Associated Press Broadcasters Radio Excellence Award. That was one of two additional honors WTAW received Saturday night at the annual awards banquet of the TAPB and Headliners Foundation of Texas. And two of our TAPB awards also received recognition from the Headliners Foundation of Texas. Details are on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 62 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. We'll have more news for you at 7. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 5 straight years and a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A+ rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Why should you choose Elms Orthodontics? Dr. Troy Elms is great at what he does. Since 1991, he's been creating beautiful smiles. He can take your smile from now to wow using the latest equipment and treatment for children, teens, and adults. Elms Orthodontics also offers the Orthomobile for your student-aged child and convenient payment plans, too. Go to drelms.com and check out our now to wow images. Schedule your appointment, meet our great team, and get one step closer to that beautiful smile. 693-6300.
With Texas leading the nation in drunk driving deaths, Uber is working hard to make sure a safe, reliable ride is always within reach. New users who download the Uber app and enter the promo code RIDESAFETEXAS will receive $20 off their first ride. Uber, it's more than a convenient ride. It's a powerful tool in the fight against drunk driving.
Good morning, 6:38. Shall we do some weather? It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Mostly cloudy skies will continue through today, along with a chance of more scattered showers and thunderstorms developing. Some could be heavy. High temperatures near 80. Any showers and storms diminish tonight. Low temperature by morning down around 60. Cloudy to occasionally partly sunny, breezy, cooler on Tuesday. Maybe a few showers around, temperatures near 70. Fair at night, low 50s. Nice day on Wednesday, kind of cool and dry, mostly sunny. High temperature, low 70s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Well, it's huge, man. We played good all weekend long, and, you know, we kind of grabbed some momentum early.
They did, and it was enough to hold on to get him at least one win coming out of Baton Rouge. More on A&M baseball, as it was number one against number two this weekend. A&M softball, unfortunately, took it on the chin and got 5-run ruled, plus a whole lot more in sports here in about 11 minutes.
So, yeah, it's if you'll recall, when A&M women's basketball team won the national championship, they knew that when they beat Baylor, the later in the season they did it, the more it would mean. And that's kind of the way it is with LSU. They're probably going to play again sometime.
Oh, yeah.
And they could end up in Nebraska playing. I mean, who knows? But we'll see. The later you beat them, the better it is. This week they play Tennessee, who's won like They're like 6-40 or something like that. They're not very good. We'll see what happens.
Their football team during their spring scrimmage didn't look great either.
Well, yeah, it's a little rebuilding over there, and then they got a new basketball coach. So yeah, it's rebuilding time for those folks over in
Tennessee. At old Rocky Top.
I'm sorry?
It's a little rocky over at old Rocky Top.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So Asa Hutchinson, he'd be the Republican governor of Arkansas, has kind of told his party to tap the brakes on this Clinton cash thing. He was on Meet the Press yesterday. He said, Republicans need to be careful not to overstate the case. There's no evidence of a quid pro quo. There's evidence of mistakes. You know, again, the New York Times called it quid pro do, which I really liked. I really did. Anyway, but will the book have any lasting impact on her campaign? The governor of Arkansas says, it doesn't impact her base or the Republican base. It impacts the voters in the middle. Then the understatement of the year from Asa Hutchinson. Everything about the Clintons is complicated. Wow.
Man.
You talk about tiptoeing through a minefield to say that, but
at some point, yeah. I'll come to you for a favor.
Yeah, it's very, very true that everything, in fact, is complicated. Now, the former special counsel for the White House was on Fox News. His name is Lanny Davis, and he's talking about Peter Schweizer's book called Clinton Cash and all the influence-buying discussions by other countries when she was Secretary of State. Regarding those alleged ties drawn between the former president and his wife on this, Mr. Davis says, I don't use the word coincidence. Of course, it's a coincidence, but it's a false inference. His example. It sounds like if two incidents occur side by side, like the rooster crows and the sun comes up, it's a coincidence that the sun rises after the rooster crows. The rooster doesn't cause the sun to rise. Okay, you can wash off your boots now after that. God. I can tell you that Bill Clinton has nothing to do and religiously had a wall between himself and Secretary Clinton when she was Secretary of State.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, Peter Schweizer himself was on This Week with ABC, and he was asked if his new book, Clinton Cash, could prove any definitive pattern of behavior by Bill and Hill, or any of the quid pro do or quo. He said, yes, the smoking gun is the pattern of behavior. And here's the analogy I would give you. It's a little bit like insider trading. I wrote a book on congressional insider trading a couple of years ago and talked with prosecutors. He said most people that engage in criminal insider trading don't send out an email saying they've got insider information. True. He said the way they look at it is they look at a pattern of stock trades. And if a person that has access to that information does something, then like well-timed trades, then that warrants investigation. And I think the same thing applies here.
Did you see any of the Brett Baer piece?
You know, I haven't. I've got it captured, but I haven't seen it yet.
It is tangled.
Complicated, yes.
I mean, really and truly, because as I'm watching it, I'm thinking, okay, I think they're dirty. But as you watch it, I don't know that there's any way you could prove that they are.
Well, and again, that's
without calling RICO into it or something.
And that really is what Lanny Davis has said. In that what Hutchinson said, where he said it impacts the voters in the middle. It's not going to impact her base because they love her. Not going to impact the Republicans because they hate her. It's those people in the middle, and what will it mean for them?
And what was the other thing? I think you brought it up Friday, that regardless of how any of this plays out, she's dead in the water until Michelle comes along.
Right, exactly. That's kind of the way I look at it. She's like a buoy. She's out there kind of showing. Elijah Cummings said that for most of the weekend, that violence in Baltimore surrounding the death of Freddie King was caused by people who don't live there. Duh, like that's never happened before, okay? He said the whole police community relations situation is the civil rights cause for this generation. No doubt about it. Well, we understand that. By the way, did you see that the baseball game, the PA announcer told the people they couldn't leave the stadium?
Oh, yeah. The Orioles game?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, told them there was
it was on the screen and everything.
Yeah, there was
please stay in your seat. There
a crisis, yeah. A safety crisis going on there. Yeah, okay. Did we mention that it was Cy Robertson's birthday today?
No.
Uncle Cy? Yeah. Not that that has anything to do with what we're talking about. I just just noticed it here and went, gosh, I don't think we said anything about Uncle Cy. We're too busy talking about the, in Austin, they're calling it the breakfast blow up, you know, where the leadership gets the, you know.
Dun, dun, dun.
Exactly. Yes. I don't know if it happened, you know, if it turned into a food fight or what, but the bottom line is this, is everybody wants to do a tax cut. It's where those taxes going to come from.
Mm-hmm.
The House, for their part, likes the idea of cutting the sales tax. The Senate, more like the property tax. Now, and you know, we've discussed that with Charles Schwertner somewhat, and we'll discuss it with all of them this week. I mean, there are a lot of people who pay sales tax who don't own houses. Now, that doesn't mean they don't pay property tax, because you're figuring their landlord is going to pass that through to them. But it's the idea of they look more common by going after the sales tax and saying, let's lower that.
Well, and they lower it for visitors, too.
They do. That's right. Now, then if you add to that Senator Schwertner's bill, which a portion of it, which has to do with lowering the franchise tax as well. So, I mean, there's another area here to look at, revenue stream to investigate. But getting that taken care of needs to happen. It's interesting, Sam Rayburn once said a long time ago, and he was a Democrat, a long time ago, he said, the Republicans are the opposition, the Senate is the enemy. And so maybe that's where we are, is it's a little bit of sibling rivalry that's going on right there. But nonetheless, they'll start that up. And actually, the conferees that they've named for the House are not so much Tea Party enthusiasts, so they're not going to be pushing maybe as hard as the Tea Party members would like. But again, a lot of those Tea Party folks are backbenchers. They have to understand they have to earn their time before they'll get the key committee appointments and, well, again, get into necessarily the good graces or best graces of the Speaker of the House so that they can get the things that they want going on. Again, it's nice to have a little extra money and figure out what we're going to do.
Yeah, better this than the other one.
Yeah, we're not having to deal with the problem that a whole lot
Detroit.
Of states do. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, from that standpoint, it's a good thing. And finally today, Greg Abbott has jury duty. He reports for jury. He may be dismissed. I think they might decide that they'll go ahead and let him pass on that. But anyway, he reports for jury duty at Travis County Courthouse at 1:30 this afternoon.
Can you imagine being one of the lawyers looking up and going, yeah, no.
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
Hi,
yeah.
This is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 2nd, it's feral hog control. We'll discuss ways to minimize hog damage to fences and pastures and also review the latest research on new methods for the future this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If it's dependability, durability, and color that you're wanting in your annuals and perennials, grab on to the daisies. Truth is, there are many somewhat related plants that all fit into the daisy package, and most are terrifically suited to your part of the state. Some are native, others are simply eager to perform in their newly found homes. I'll be back with details of the dazzling daisies right after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. Most daisies are in the plant family Compositae, along with sunflowers, zinnias, and marigolds. It's one of our most important horticultural plant families. Some of the most common daisies are what we're going to talk about today, but keep in mind that other less common types also deserve your attention. We'll start with Shasta daisy. It's a chrysanthemum of sorts. It comes in all flavors, each of them vanilla. You'll find tall ones and short ones, single ones and double ones. You'll find plants that have frilled flowers, those whose blooms are plain. The one consistent thing about the Shastas is that they're all great garden plants for Texas. Most types grow to 12 to 20 inches tall, and almost all of them have their peak bloom in late spring. They clump freely, so you can dig and divide them each year or two to cover large areas. They're especially at home with daylilies, but every garden should have a clump somewhere in their perennial garden, Shasta daisies. Gloriosa daisies. They're closely related to our native black-eyed Susan that blooms in late spring and into the summer. Most of the horticultural selections, however, have much larger flowers, and the plants themselves will usually be considerably taller. Almost all are basically buttery yellow, but many have contrasting eyes, or zones, of rust reds. The most perennial form is one called Goldsturm. It is a terrific perennial. It's low-growing, small-flowering, Goldsturm. Then there are coneflowers, Echinacea purpurea, also native Texans. Unlike most other composites, however, their bloom heads are rosy lavender. A white form also exists. In fact, Mamma Mia is a comparatively new introduction, and that strain has all shades, orange and everything in between. It's just amazing. The plants of coneflowers grow to be 18 to 24 inches tall. They bloom for several months, but the prime time is late spring, early summer. They're class plants for the perennial garden, but you do need to dig and divide them when they start to get crowded. And finally, fall asters have been in Texas for many decades. In fact, you'll see them in old yards that have obviously been planted for 50 or 75 years. They bloom in late August and September in a delightful shade of blue with an orchid overtone. The plants are small shrubs with very tiny leaves. They need to be sheared in late May by about 4 inches to keep them compact. I'm Neil Sperry. Late spring tree pruning in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. After starting the season as world beaters, A&M baseball has stumbled a bit as of late, dropping four of their last six. After being up in the first two games against LSU, A&M dropped both decisions. The number two Aggies tallied five two-out RBIs Saturday afternoon to register a 6-2 win over number one LSU and the Tigers at Alex Box Stadium, staving off the series sweep. Albeit a little rocky, Coach Childress was still upbeat about coming away from Baton Rouge with at least one win.
Coming into this environment and, you know, all the external influences that go into the series, one versus two, and, you know, I would say both teams were really amped up going into this thing. But, you know, as we got into the season, into the series, I feel like we played a little bit more relaxed. And, you know, going forward, playing in this environment and this crowd and this facility is only going to do us good.
With the win, A&M runs their record to 37-7. The Aggies return to action tomorrow as they host the Texas State Bobcats at Olsen Field. First pitch at 6:35 on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. The number 25 Texas A&M softball team fell 9-1 to Florida in five innings Sunday afternoon. The Aggies return home facing their final Lone Star State foe, Texas State, on Wednesday with the first pitch at 6:35. You can catch that game on the Zone HD 95.1-3. A&M track and field lit it up yet again as the women run the college division of the 4x400-meter relay, with the Aggies finishing as a runner-up in three Championship of America relays on the final day of action at the Penn Relays. The Texas A&M men closed out the relays with a finish behind LSU in the 4x400-meter. In the NBA, Monte Ellis scored 31 points as the Dallas Mavericks avoided elimination with a 121-109 victory over the Houston Rockets. Mavs coach Rick Carlisle attributed the win to kind of jostling up his starting lineup.
You know, they've been two of the most effective players in the series, but we had injuries, too, that influenced it. You know, Felton started the previous game. He was banged up. RJ was banged up, and so that contributed to it as well. But we really felt we needed as much rebounding as possible in the game to start. And, you know, the difference tonight was, you know, it's 52-38 on the boards for us, and that's the game.
Game five is tomorrow in Houston. Chris Paul had 35 points and 7 assists as the Los Angeles Clippers beat the San Antonio Spurs 114-105 to even their first round series at 2 games apiece. Spurs coach Greg Popovich was unsatisfied with the Spurs' overall performance.
I'm just, as I said, more disappointed in the lack of focus and not being as sharp in a lot of situations as we were in L.A.
In other NBA action, Cleveland and Washington have completed 4-game sweeps to advance to the second round of the NBA playoffs. LeBron James had 27 as the Cavs walked over Boston 101-93. In other action, the Wizards routed Toronto 125-94. In Major League Baseball, Texas got their O going.
Martin swings. It's a fly ball to deep right field. Calhoun going back. He's at the wall. And that ball is history. A home run for Leonis Martin and the Rangers lead.
Leonis Martin led off the 11th with a homer as the Texas Rangers held on for a 5-4 victory over the Los Angeles Angels yesterday to end a 3-game skid. Here's Ranger skip Jeff Banister.
To continue to battle and grind it out. You know, these guys have been doing that in every game, really. I mean, there's no quit in them, no give up. You know, it was nice to see, you know, that their efforts were rewarded today.
Seattle heads to Arlington for a 7:05 start against Texas on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Evan Gattis had some late-inning heroics for the Stros.
Gattis lines it in the center field. Fold started in, goes back, and it's over his head. Mariznick scores. Altuve around third. He will score. Lowry will stop at third. Gattis in the second with a two-run double, and the Astros lead it 7-6.
Gattis hit a two-run double in the ninth inning as the Houston Astros completed their sweep of the Oakland Athletics 7-6. Gattis matched his career high with RBIs, and Houston heads to San Diego for the Padres at 9:10 tonight. We'll join that one in progress on The Zone as well. Kurt Busch dominated once he took the lead and won the rain-delayed NASCAR Sprint Cup race at Richmond International Raceway. Busch led 291 of the 400 laps to outrun Stewart House Racing teammate Kevin Harvick over the final dozen laps. The race was delayed Saturday due to rain. In the PGA, Justin Rose birdied the final two holes to win the Zurich Classic at the TPC in Louisiana. And finally, we'll wrap it up in the NHL, where Minnesota and Montreal are heading to the second round, as Zach Parise scored twice in the Wild's 4-1 win over the St. Louis Blues to set up a rematch of the second-round loss last year to the Chicago Blackhawks. In Ottawa, Carey Price turned away 43 shots, and Montreal clinched 2-0 over Ottawa. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 15th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
Need a great tractor to help with your chores? Get a Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268.
Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
What can being listed on YP.com do for your business? You're about to find out for free. YP will give your business a free listing on two extremely powerful customer delivering tools, YP.com and the YP app. Growing your business requires maximum visibility, and every month, over 70 million potential new customers search for businesses on YP.com and the YP app. 70 million. But if you're not there, they can't find you. Get the maximum visibility that comes from a free listing with America's largest marketing agency for small business, YP. Look, you're the expert in your business, and YP is the expert in driving new customers to your business. Imagine what that free listing on YP could do for your bottom line. Claim your free business listing today. Potential customers are searching for businesses like yours each and every day. Don't let your competitors get them because you're not listed. Go to myfreeyp.com. That's myfreeyp.com. Myfreeyp.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do a little bit of weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com. Well, you know, if you want to look at the radar right now, all this stuff is gone. Yeah, that stuff that may have waked you up. And boy, if it didn't, aren't you good at sleeping? Because it was pretty spectacular lightning show and some thunder, too. But anyhow, that's all along the river right now and making its way into Louisiana. But today, we'll have a high temperature of 79, they're telling us. 59 tonight with a 40% chance of showers. 65 now, WTAW.